right now, I want to talk about a fantastic new play that is, well, it's not a new play, but a fantastic play that is newly coming to Riverside Theatre out in Parramatta. It is called Personal. It's an exploration of being the only hearing person in a deaf family, part performance, part kind of multimedia. The woman behind this incredible show is joining us on the line now, Jodie Mundy. Jodie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi.
So great to have you on the show. Now, this show, it's all about your family.
Yeah, well, it's my story. Growing up in a family where my mum and dad and my two brothers are deaf, and Auslan, Australian Sign Language, is my first language.
Wow.
So I was born in 1978, so in the 80s, apart from Hairspray and all sorts of other stuff. we grew up at a time when deaf people didn't really have a lot of access. So, you know, Neighbours, Home and Away were the only programs subtitled on television, but not the news, for example. Or, Mum and Dad could only get an interpreter if it was a funeral or a wedding. So coming from, and also there was no, like, internet. There was no fax machines, you know, all of this technology. So in the 40 years that I've lived, so much has happened. And so my piece essentially explores the journey of the deaf community and disability in a way that's funny and moving and challenging and sometimes really hard. And we created this in collaboration together.
I think that this is incredible. It's a really, really interesting story to tell. And I understand you've got quite an interesting story about kind of how you realised that your family was deaf. Because, of course, you just said your first language is Auslan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, quite a surprise. I was in Kmart at 5 years old in my school uniform and got lost.
As many children do.
I was lost in the Barbie doll section. It was really traumatic. And, you know, I was running past the Ken dolls. Where's Mum? And ended up going to the front desk and saying, excuse me, I've lost my mum. And the lady made an announcement on the microphone. And I waited and waited, and she made an announcement again. And then finally Mum appeared through the clothing racks. I think there was a red light special going on. It was all very dramatic. And Mum was signing, where were you? I've been looking for you. And I said, but the lady made an announcement. And she said, I'm deaf.
Wow.
And it was like, oh.
That's what that means.
Well, yeah, I knew that Mum was deaf, but I didn't know it meant she could not hear.
Wow.
And, you know, when you're a kid, you don't discriminate. You don't see what people can't do until they don't fit in. Yeah, so I guess from that moment, my world eclipsed. And I was in one world and my family were in another, but my feet were in two camps, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so we had Auslan and, you know, our community gatherings, but then other people would be like, oh, God, your whole family, wow, that must have been hard. So you're sort of struggling with perceptions of when you're in with your family, it's beautiful and fun and it's a really three-dimensional, playful language and very colourful. And then you go somewhere else and people think it's not even a language. So, yeah, Personal explores all of those elements.
Absolutely. Did you find it not necessarily a confronting piece to write, but just a challenging piece to write in the fact that it's your own experiences, it's kind of your own life? Were there moments where it got a bit personal?
Yeah, look, it first started coming out as drawing. So I drew, because I'm interdisciplinary, like I make film, I do drawings, I write. But essentially I am a performer, so that's my final form. But, yeah, it started out as a comic strip because I thought, oh, I'll make a book for kids, you know, who have deaf parents. And then I started writing and then I found all this Super 8 footage that Mum had made of us all growing up. And then I found all these other films, archives and something from my primary school teacher made about me and asking about my family, and I just suddenly had all this material and was like, oh, no, it's a show. Oh, God. No.
What have I done?
I have to get up there. Because it essentially is, you know, me alone on stage with a series of different screens and showing people different moments in my life with my family. And yeah, and I do perform, and I, but it's essentially like a live documentary work.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's amazing. How have audiences been responding? Because you've done a run before, and now you're bringing it to Riverside. What's kind of been the response?
Well, look, because it's in Auslan and English, so there's, you know, usually two types of audience: deaf and hearing people, and they can, everyone can get anything from the work, whether you sign or not. It's been really amazing. Like, the reviews have been great, and also I've been inundated with private messages, actually. A lot from people like me who also have the same experience. We're called CODAs, Children of Deaf Adults. So they were like, it's so great to see a piece about me on stage, you know, and then deaf people have messaged me just going, how great is it to see a show where everything's totally included, and the aesthetics, and like, because there's captioning in it, but it's integrated. Sometimes I sign, sometimes I speak, sometimes you know what I'm saying, sometimes you don't. And they were like, it's just so nice to see a theatre show about our community on stage, and it's not an interpreter on the side of the stage talking about other people's worlds that we don't really relate to. So, because there's very few signed theatre, like, from our community, because of access, and that's a bigger story.
Absolutely.
But essentially, this show is access, not about access. It is. It's access to our community, and it's through, I guess, it's easy for audiences who aren't deaf or come from our community to tap in, because I'm not deaf either.
Absolutely. I guess it's...
So, yeah, it becomes more about a cultural, linguistically diverse community rather than a community about people with disability. It shows the depth of where we come from and what it's meant for us to have the internet and the fax machine and captions, and it's almost like this whole other world getting closer and closer to the mainstream.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, but look, I did a run at Arts House in Melbourne. We did a run at Sydney Opera House. A couple of weeks ago, Nicole Kidman came and Keith Urban.
Oh,
and
wow.
The kids, which was pretty funny because my whole family were there too.
Oh,
my
wow.
Niece and nephews lost their shit. I'm like, oh my God. And they sat behind my family. Oh, so that was pretty crazy.
How fantastic.
Yeah. And then next week, I'm off to a regional tour around Victoria. And then, yeah, coming to Parramatta, which is cool because I grew up in Carlingford, Sydney.
Local lady.
And I've local, right? That Kmart store was North Rocks. No kidding. So, and I've always wanted to perform at Parramatta Riverside. Like, as a kid, it was like, one day I'm going to perform there.
And it must be nice to be able to bring an experience that your entire family can enjoy to your hometown and to the places that you grew up.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's funny. I mean, I've been asked about my family my whole life, and for most of my life I was like, oh, God, if I have to talk about this one more time.
They're just mum,
like,
and dad.
It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
and I'm drunk at a party. Do we really have to talk about this right now? But when the beautiful thing about making personal is that it's my song, and I've created it with my family and an amazing team of artists. We're in control, and we can sing the song that we need to sing, not sing the song that's been sung for us for so long. You know, the song of stigma, the song of ignorance or isolation. You know, we can actually bring a fresh new voice to the 21st century.
Oh my God. Jodie, you're incredible.
Really,
yeah,
really
you're an
important.
Amazing woman, and you've created an amazing performance. I'm kind of hung up on the fact that it's like, oh yeah, there's Arnie Mug, Uncle Bob, oh, Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban, they're in the audience too. That's like where my mind is. And that's the thought I'm going to have to leave it on this morning. Jodie, as I said, it sounds like a really, really incredible performance. You're an amazing lady. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
See ya. That was Jodie Mundy there. Her show, Personal, will be at Riverside Parramatta.